Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. At least five dead as SUV slams into Christmas parade in Wisconsin. We have the story.
I'm Rodney Price. Two people were shot in what's believed to be a road rage incident in East Wichita. That story is ahead.
Kansas's top health official has resigned. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holiday. If you're doing some traveling for the Thanksgiving holiday, we're looking at no major storm systems moving into the plains with just one chance of rain this week. We'll talk about that here in our forecast in just a few minutes.
Police in Waukesha, Wisconsin say five are dead, more than 40 injured after an SUV rammed through people marching in a Christmas parade Sunday evening. According to city officials, many of the victims are children.
I'm deeply saddened to know that so many in our community went to a parade but ended up dealing with injury and heartache. My heart goes out to all those affected by this senseless act. My heart goes out to those injured as well as to their families.
Waukesha Mayor Sean Riley. Police say they have a person of interest in custody.
Different opinions from different sides on the not guilty verdict for Kyle Rittenhouse.
North Dakota GOP Senator Kevin Cramer said on NBC's Meet the Press, from what he saw of the evidence in the trial, the protest left Rittenhouse fearing for his life.
You find a kid that was in the wrong place at the wrong time, should not have had a gun probably with him, but he didn't provoke what was happening to him.
NAACP President Derek Johnson on CBS Face the Nation said Rittenhouse taking two lives to him sends another message.
A warning shot that vigilante justice is allowed in this country or in particular communities.
The verdict sparked protests in cities across the country. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
A 24-year-old woman and a 30-year-old man were shot in an apparent road rage incident in East Wichita.
It happened just after 4:30 p.m. Saturday near Woodlawn and Farmview. Wichita police say the woman was shot multiple times and was transported to a local hospital in critical condition. The man received only minor injuries. The vehicle crashed into a fence after the incident. Emergency crews blocked off southbound Woodlawn for a time as police investigated the scene. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Police say a body was found in West Wichita Saturday afternoon. A passerby contacting police upon finding the body in a field near Woodchuck and Irving. The body had been there for some time. The coroner is investigating to determine a cause of death.
The top public health official in Kansas has resigned.
Dr. Lee Norman has stepped down as the top administrator at the State Department of Health and Environment and as state health officer. His departure Friday comes only days before the state legislature was set to convene a special session on Monday to consider proposals for pushing back against federal COVID-19 vaccine mandates. Norman has been the health department's top administrator since Governor Kelly took office in 2019. Dr. Norman gave no reason for the resignation. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
KNSS News time now, 7:04, 4 minutes past 7 o'clock.
The Kansas City Chiefs trying to get a big win yesterday at Arrowhead. Low-scoring game. We'll have highlights coming up in sports.
A holiday staple is going to cost you more. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted.
And you can dance for inspiration.
The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted, now 7:08, 8 minutes past 7 o'clock. Two of 17 members of a missionary group who were kidnapped more than a month ago are safe and in good spirits after being freed in Haiti. Ohio-based Christian Aid Ministries issued a statement Sunday saying it could not give the names of those released, why they were freed, or other information. The missionaries were kidnapped by the 400 Mowozo gang on October 16th. There are five children in the group of U.S. 16 U.S. citizens and one Canadian, including an eight-month-old.
Authorities and witnesses say about 80 people, some wearing ski masks and wielding crowbars, swarmed a department store in the San Francisco Bay Area, stealing merchandise before fleeing in dozens of cars. Police say three people were arrested while the majority got away after the large-scale theft Saturday night at the Nordstrom in Walnut Creek. The incident coming a day after police said several high-end stores in San Francisco's Union Square were broken into by a large group of people who smashed windows, stole merchandise, and then ran to waiting cars.
Take care of the planet, says the Pope.
When it comes to protecting the Earth and our environment, Pope Francis Sunday implored the young people of the world to be the critical conscience of society. Addressing the crowds of the young faithful gathered in St. Peter's Square in Rome, the focus of the day was on youth in the Catholic Church's diocese around the globe. The pontiff implored the young people there and everywhere to stand tall while everything around us seems to be collapsing. Themes of social justice and care of the environment have been consistent key messages of Francis's papacy. Karen McHugh, Fox News.
A holiday staple? It's going to cost more.
Add Christmas trees to the list of items costing more this holiday season. Experts say tree buyers should expect to pay between 10 and 30% more this year for both live and artificial trees. In addition, you'll likely find a smaller selection of live trees from which to choose. The reason for the shortage? Farmers struggling because of the economic recession in 2009 planted fewer trees for several years, while the demand continued to rise. Ann Carrick, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:10, 10 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Still have a couple of traffic accidents going on. One of them is at 143rd Street East and Pawnee, an injury traffic accident there. And this morning we also have a traffic accident, still could be affecting traffic northbound I-135 at 29th Street North. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
Now the forecast with the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Good morning, Ronnell.
Hey, good morning, Steve and Ted. How are you guys doing?
Doing fine here on a Monday morning, just a couple of days before Thanksgiving.
Yeah, and it looks like Mother Nature going to be giving us a hand when it comes to any kind of travel concerns. As we go through the week ahead, they're really going to be at a minimum. Now, there are still a couple of changes out there, mainly in the form of a dip in temperatures, which looks like it's going to arrive just in time for Thanksgiving, as well as some gusty winds that we may experience. But honestly, that's really all that we're looking at as far as any concern when it comes to our forecast. So definitely got a pretty pleasant week ahead. Of course, a short work week and a longer holiday weekend. So getting right into things, we've got lots of sunshine today, mostly sunny skies. 60 degrees today, turning mild once again, and actually hitting a high of 60 yesterday. So having a similar feel when it comes to how we wrapped up our weekend yesterday. Mostly clear skies tonight with a low of only 35. And then waking up chilly once again tomorrow before we see a milder high, warmer high of 67 degrees, all because of our southerly winds. You're going to notice they're really going to ramp up tomorrow at about 10 to 25 miles an hour. Could see some gusts around 35, maybe even briefly touching 40. Mostly clear to partly cloudy as we get into our Tuesday night. So we've got the winds of change tomorrow, increasing clouds Tuesday night, just before that front arrives Wednesday. We'll only get knocked down to 63 degrees midweek on Wednesday, but we will see an even bigger increase in clouds, and those clouds could squeeze out maybe a shower or two, especially late in the day and Wednesday night. After that, our front moving out just in time for Thanksgiving, but some chilly air in its wake. 48 degrees on Thursday for Thanksgiving as we go from partly cloudy to mostly sunny. Quick rebound, though. 57 Friday, 59 Saturday, 60 degrees on Sunday, and also looks like lower 60s mild into the start of the new work week early next week. Also seeing lots of sunshine towards the latter half of this week as well. Right now we're at 29 degrees, partly cloudy skies with a light southerly wind at 5 miles an hour. Still enough to make it feel like 24.
Oh, my wife covered up the flowers last night. Do you think she'll need to do that again tonight?
Probably not. We should be safely above freezing. Of course, it's going to be chilly with that low of 35, but then we'll be looking at lows in the 20s, Wednesday night, Thursday night. So, of course, Steve, you know, we're not done with these freezing mornings just yet and freezing overnights.
All right. Thank you, Ronell. It's 7:13 now. Steve and Ted in the morning, the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronell Williams. And Congress, are they going to finish all the work they have before the end of the year? Let's find out. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern's with us this morning from the Capitol. Good morning, sir.
Good morning to you.
Have we got one or two big things on the agenda?
A couple of big things, yeah. I mean, obviously, you look at the reconciliation bill, right? The Build Back Better Act that the House passed late last week, the nearly $2 trillion spending and social spending and climate change initiative. That's now going to head to the Senate. That is not going to be priority 1A, though. When they get back next week, a couple of things are top of the list. The first and foremost is keeping the government open. Remember that they extended government funding to December 3rd. They are going to have to figure out a way to move that forward or avoid a shutdown overnight. It seems like a longer term extension is probably what we're looking at. There's actually been some talk of maybe a full year extension of government funding. Republicans would actually like that because they are still dealing with the Trump era spending levels. They have not, you know, this new Congress, this new administration hasn't been able to move forward on their own spending plan yet. And so that might be a deal. Democrats probably would like to put the spite off for a little bit, and Republicans are happy with where the spending levels are at. And so maybe they work out a way to do that. The other thing that's going to be attached to that, and it's pretty pressing actually from a financial security standpoint, is the debt limit. That is going to expire, we are told, around December 15th, so right there a week before Christmas, when not a single member of Congress is going to want to be in Washington. And so that's going to be another issue that they're dealing with. Again, politics at play here. Republicans insist that Democrats can raise the debt limit on their own without Republicans and should do so. Democrats have said that's not right. We are talking about spending that both parties are responsible for, and we need to do this together. So there's not been an agreement yet between Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and the Minority Leader Mitch McConnell. But they met Friday to kind of talk about maybe a way forward on the debt limit. So maybe when they get back from this Thanksgiving break, they're able to reach some sort of an accord that allows both sides to walk away with a win.
Tick, tick, tick. The clock is ticking then.
It's always ticking in Washington, and usually they just reset it for a few weeks later, and it's just endless. But Congress is a lot like the reporters that cover them. Without a deadline, they're pretty useless. So
put a deadline on.
We'll see if these deadlines work.
Well, there's something that was considered. I don't know if it was passed or if it hasn't been passed. There was a measure of two. Monitor people who had $6,000 in their savings account or something. You know what I'm talking about?
I do. So that was part of the part of the social spending plan, that $2 trillion spending plan that the House passed. It's not in there anymore. That was removed. It was part of the IRS enforcement mechanisms that Democrats are relying on to raise revenue, but that specific provision was taken out.
And I don't, frankly, between you, I don't mind them finding fraud and whatnot, but that seemed really ridiculous.
So it was an opt. I think you're right, and they had changed it to up to 10 or 20,000, and there was complaints. The IRS has insisted that they can do what they need to do from a root out fraud standpoint without that specific provision. And you know, that issue of IRS enforcement is actually pretty significant in the way that Democrats are insisting that this bill is paid for. You recall the CBO said it's going to add nearly $400 billion to the deficit over 10 years. Democrats say that's not true because the CBO is not counting IRS enforcement that they believe will bring in about $400 billion over the next 10 years.
Wow. All right. Well, listen, thank you. Appreciate your coverage this morning.
Good thing.
Good news there. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern reporting on what Congress has to accomplish before the end of the year. Like you said, it was like most folks, if you don't have a deadline, you won't get it done. So maybe they got a deadline coming up. 7:18, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. It is Sports Time with Ted Woodward. And we got some pretty good sports to talk about this morning. A couple of really great games.
Yeah, of course, we had the Chiefs and the Cowboys matching up in Arrowhead Stadium. As these only the sixth visit ever by the Cowboys into Arrowhead. And the last time the Cowboys were there, the Chiefs got the win 8 years ago. We were expecting a huge, high-scoring game between these two potent offenses. We got almost exactly the opposite. We got a lot of defensive plays of the game and a lot of field goals. Trips into the end zone were very rare, which is why it was so important for the Chiefs to get an early one. Mitch Holtis had the call of the game right here on your radio home of the Chiefs, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Now they're going to go to a flip bone with Kelsey, who's going to get a direct snap here. And Kelsey runs an RPO. He's going to keep it, dives right into the middle of the Cowboy defense. Touchdown, Kansas City. Shades of the Super Bowl when the Chiefs do a little trickeration at the goal line. Kelsey runs an RPO off a direct snap out of the flip bone formation and keeps it. And the Chiefs have a touchdown on their first drive of the game.
Well, it was good to get. They would only get one more touchdown the rest of the game. The Cowboys came in leading the NFL in scoring at 32 points a game. But the Cowboys were having trouble finding the end zone against a pretty stout Chiefs defense.
Prescott lines up basically same formation, Chiefs in the same defense. Now back to Prescott, Chiefs. Now the pass is over the middle, picked off by Snead. Snead now will go down wisely. Inside the 10-yard line, Legarius Snead will cap off a terrific night for the Chiefs defense, stifling this best NFL offense after 10 weeks. Three turnovers for the Chiefs tonight, and plus one in the giveaway-takeaway ratio. Legarius Snead with the interception.
And the Cowboys never did even get a touchdown. The Chiefs won the game 19-9, holding the Cowboys to three field goals. So the Chiefs are in a good situation. They're going into Thanksgiving week as a bye week, so they get the week off, and they're in first place, and they've got a four-game winning streak. They're in the number four spot in the conference standings right
now.
Good stuff for the Chiefs right there. We had a late night with Shocker men's basketball last night, the third-place game of the Roman main event out in Las Vegas. Game tipped off about 11 o'clock last night, didn't end until after 1 in the morning today. The Shockers and UNLV. And this one was pretty interesting. It came right down. The Shocks were down by 11. They came back and made a game of it at the end. In fact, it was tied 73-73. Tyson Etienne at the free throw line with one free throw to go for the Shocks with 3 seconds to go. Mike Kennedy and Bob Hull had the call of the finish of the game on 103.7 KEYN.
Free throw. Good. He got them both. Tyson Etienne gives the Shockers a one-point lead. Pass up to half court. It's Baker who falls down. The fans wanted a foul. No foul call. Wichita State wins.
Whoa. Wow.
UNLV fans going crazy. Baker kind of tripped, and they wanted a foul and didn't get the call.
We didn't get a really good look at it because the fans in front of us stood up, so I couldn't tell if he tripped or got pushed down, but there was some contact. No call. Shockers win the basketball game.
Woo. Shocks win it 74-73, no whistle there at the end. Tyson Etienne led the Shocks with 28 points. And it was Etienne getting to the free throw line to get those game-winning free throws that made the difference. And Etienne talks about the Shocks being down by one and that inbounds play where he got fouled.
The play on the last play is actually something we've never actually done in practice. It was kind of drawn up by the coaching staff in that moment. And basically it was just to try and catch, give me time to catch the ball on the run going downhill. I knew that they were going to jump me. I felt the way that he was guarding me without even really looking at him. But I just felt that he was going to be there, and I just tried to drive to his hip. And if he didn't give me the call, I was going to call a timeout over halftime and try to drive someone up with about 3 seconds on the clock.
There you go. So the Shocks did get the whistle at the end of the game. UNLV did not. And the Shocks get the win, 74-73. Shocker head coach Isaac Brown talks about, oh, boy, we got behind in this one but came back.
They gave us a lot of trouble in the backcourt. It was hard for us to run our sets because they were picking us up full court. By the time we got to half court, it was time to get to the breakdown. So we weren't able to run our sets. So in the second half, we stopped trying to run sets, and we went straight to the breakdown.
And it started to work. Shocks get their first win ever in Las Vegas, and Wichita State is now 4-1 on the season. K-State men play tonight in Kansas City at the Hall of Fame Classic. In the first round, K-State taking on 15th-ranked Arkansas. Both teams are undefeated, and K-State is an 8.5-point underdog against the Razorbacks tonight. JUCO football, the regional championship game, was held at Riverfront Stadium in downtown Wichita yesterday afternoon. First-ever football game at Riverfront Stadium. 8th-ranked Hutchinson Community College over 11th-ranked Garden City, 49-19. Hutchinson, the defending national champions, now on a 5-game winning streak, but will it be enough to get a bid into the top four to play for the JUCO national title this year? We'll see. And in volleyball, Wichita State won at East Carolina in 4 sets yesterday. Briley Kelly with 29 kills. Shocker volleyball team with its 18th win of the season. And that's sports with Steve and Ted.
7:23 now, keep it here for a house call for help. Scores of Americans continue to die from drug abuse, according to government statistics. That's coming up. House Call for Health, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh. Ted Woodward, 7:30 here on a Monday morning and 30 degrees. President Biden is traveling to North Carolina for an early Thanksgiving meal with U.S. service members.
President Biden and the First Lady will celebrate an early Thanksgiving today with military families at Fort Bragg, North Carolina, part of the Joining Forces initiative to support military and veteran children.
We'll be able to show the nation's gratitude for their service and sacrifice and welcome those coming home after 20 years in Afghanistan.
President Biden previewing the trip at last week's annual turkey pardon. Fort Bragg has more than 53,000 troops and 14,000 civilians working on the post. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
A Derby man with a history of sexually abusing children was given 8 life sentences after being convicted of sexually assaulting 2 young girls.
34-year-old Clinton DeClaire was sentenced Friday for multiple counts of rape and aggravated indecent liberties with a child. 5 of the life sentences will run consecutively, meaning DeClaire will have to serve 272 years before being eligible for parole. Prosecutors said DeClaire began assaulting the girls in 2019 when they were ages 6 and 8. He was convicted in 2005 on 3 counts of rape involving a 13-year-old girl and has been a registered sex offender since 2006. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
A man was critically hurt when his wife drove over him twice as he tried to dislodge a bowling ball that had been thrown in front of their car Saturday afternoon in Kansas City. After they stopped, the 25-year-old man crawled under the vehicle to try to remove the ball. A Kansas City police spokeswoman said that's when a suspect approached and tried to grab the 25-year-old woman's purse. During a struggle over the purse, the woman pressed her foot on the gas pedal and the car rolled over her husband. The woman then put the car in reverse and rolled over her husband a second time. Then the suspect fled.
The Biden administration's deadline for federal workers to get the COVID shot is today.
Today is the day federal employees must be fully vaccinated against the novel coronavirus in order to stay on the job. They will need to provide proof of their inoculation, including which vaccine product and when they got a shot. This deadline does not apply to contractors, but companies who do business with the federal government must make their employees be vaccinated by January 4th. Eben Brown, Fox News.
The president's top COVID advisor says people should consider getting COVID booster shots, but a booster isn't a requirement to being considered fully vaccinated.
Head of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, Dr. Anthony Fauci, said on ABC's This Week, doctors will closely watch booster data, but he has hope about what Pfizer and Moderna boosters will do.
That third shot with the mRNA not only boosts you way up, but increases the durability, so that you will not necessarily need it every 6 months or a year. We're hoping it pushes it out more.
Fauci says if the data shows the need for an annual or semi-annual shot, they'll move in that direction. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
An interesting milestone is reached among those selected as Rhodes Scholars for the coming year.
Of the 32 students chosen to study at Oxford in England starting in October, 22 are women. That's the most ever. Several schools also recorded breakthrough achievements. For the first time, South Carolina's Clemson University had a student selected, and 3 schools, California's Claremont McKenna College, Mount Holyoke of Massachusetts, and New York's Union College had someone chosen for the first time in at least 25 years. The selection process was completed virtually for the second year in a row due to the pandemic. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With a cool and dry start to the day here in Wichita, it's going to be sunny and a bit breezy at times this afternoon with a high 59. Clear overnight, low 36. Then breezy and warmer Tuesday with a high 67. The cold front will move through on Wednesday with a chance of rain Wednesday night. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy and 30 degrees. We have a south wind at 5 miles per hour. 7:35, Steve and Ted in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. It is Monday morning. Time for Mondays with the Mayor, Wichita Mayor Brandon Whipple. Good morning, sir.
Guys.
They got that first football game in at Riverfront Stadium over the weekend. They drew about 2,000 people in there, I understand.
They did, yeah. I got to get a peek on social media of them updating the field. It looks like looks like a completely different stadium when they were done with it. Definitely a pulled-off football game, no problem at all.
Well, that's one that was supposed to be a multi-use stadium, and there you go.
Well, I'm looking forward to what the next next way we're going to be able to get usage out of that over the next few months. I just remember talking to Lou, and he just had this vision for that stadium that was just a year-round place where the community can come and gather and make memories. So I know they're heading in that direction. The ability to turn a baseball field into a football field and to have a successful event, I think, is going to fuel ideas for what comes next.
Now, as I understand it, we have a city council meeting tomorrow, and a couple of items that caught my eye are actually you're not issuing IRBs as much as you are releasing some amounts that have already been approved, I guess, for Textron. About up to $90 million, and for Spirit, up to $28 million. Is that right?
That is. And tomorrow's meeting is actually consent agenda, so it's more housekeeping items. And just as you described, instead of voting on IRBs, we're actually just allocating some of the IRBs that already have been voted on in the past. Really, our goal is to get one of our largest sectors, just as much help as they need so they can continue to grow and create jobs and rebound from this pandemic and the negative economic impact the pandemic has had. After that, we have a consent calendar workshop, which we'll be discussing healthy foods and how to, what is our role in encouraging response to food deserts. What we know is when you look at food deserts, we have places that are lower income that actually have less access to healthy food, which causes more health problems in our community. So we're going to take a look at some of the best practices and ways that we can address that after the consent agenda into the workshop. And then we will be taking a break for Thanksgiving. So if folks have business here at City Hall, of course, please don't come on Thanksgiving Day. We will be not here. We're going to give our employees time off to go be with their families, and they have yet to show me where I go and pardon a turkey as mayor. So if you guys figure that out, please let me know.
We don't know anything about turkeys.
Okay. They don't hear either, I guess.
You're talking to two of them right now, so that's good enough.
Well, I pardon both of you.
Gobble, 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 gobble. Hey, listen, now you mentioned food deserts. Is that defined as an area where they don't have a good market or supermarket within what? Couple of miles, something like that?
Yeah, pretty much food deserts are just within a particular distance, low access to dairy, meat products, or fresh vegetables. And fruits, of course. And what we discover is it actually costs more for stuff like milk in particular zip codes that don't have a close supermarket because they're lower income, but you're actually spending more when it comes to stuff like milk because you're buying it at gas stations or you're buying these at just convenience stores that aren't full-on grocery stores. And it causes quite a bit of problems, actually. It's not just the health disparities, but also there's an economic downturn in some of these areas when it comes to the value in houses and other indicators. So what we want to do is figure out what is the best way to not just – entice supermarkets to go back into some of these areas, but also locally owned supermarkets. We had, I think it was Save-A-Lot that closed just a few months ago, and that decision was made someplace in Florida. So it would be nice if we can get people who actually have buy-in, have skin in the game when it comes to supporting Kansas communities, to also go into some of these areas so that they have a better perspective when it comes to the business decisions they make.
Well, we've got Thanksgiving coming up Thursday of this week. Do you have would you like a special Thanksgiving message for the people who are listening this morning from the mayor?
Well, just asking everyone to have a great Thanksgiving. Be safe. Please please don't drink and drive or do anything crazy. And come back on. Look forward to coming back to work next week. We're heading down to my brother's house, so it's going to be a good time for us to get with our family, and particularly family who we normally don't see a lot. So look forward to that, and I'm sure there's lots of other Wichitans who are doing the same or something similar.
Well, maybe you can pardon the turkey down there, and then you can have tofu for supper for lunch. What do you think?
There we go. Yeah, we'll see what my brother lets me do. He's one of those guys who actually like smokes different meats all day and posts updates on social media. So we're really looking forward to whatever he's cooking, and definitely can't wait to give him a little bit of pushback if it's not a turkey.
All right. Well, listen, we'll off the air here. We'll just get his address from you so that Ted and I can show it.
You guys can just come with us. No problem.
There you go. All right. Well, have a good Thanksgiving. Our best to you. Okay.
Thanks a lot, guys. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
You too. Thanks.
Thanksgiving. There's the mayor, Wichita Mayor Brandon Whipple. Mondays with the mayor, Stephen 10 in the morning here on KNSS. Today is Monday, November 22nd, 2021. On this date, in 1955, RCA Records signed Elvis Presley after buying his contract from Sun Records.
Well, that turned out to be a pretty good little deal, didn't it, for RCA?
Elvis got a signing bonus, $5,000.
Oh, wow.
Man, big money.
That was big money in 55.
Big money for the king.
Right. Just think how much money RCA made. Selling
oh my goodness
those millions and millions of records by Elvis.
RCA made some dough.
Man.
All right, 7:41 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Coming up, Wichita Business Journal update. The Journal honors editor Bill Roy as an executive of the year.
How about that?
That's coming up, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Steve at 10 in the morning, KNSS, 7:46 here on a Monday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Football, Chiefs 19, Cowboys 9.
2.
Man and woman shot during road rage incident in East Wichita.
1.
At least 5 dead and dozens injured in Wisconsin as SUV slams into Christmas parade. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Traffic here in the Wichita area right now, things are actually looking pretty good. I've got a couple of spots of heavier traffic, and that is on Kellogg, especially eastbound, more or less a little ways west of Wichita. That area, we're talking 135th west to about 119th, that sort of area. So, again, that's on Kellogg, eastbound especially there, just a couple of places of traffic volumes making things a little slow. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
Sunny today with a high of 60 degrees. Clear and cool tonight. The overnight low 34. Tuesday, sunny and breezy. Tomorrow's high, 67 degrees. Now, partly cloudy. We have a south wind at 5 miles per hour and 30 degrees. Hats are back, and they're more popular now than in the last 30 years. There's no better time to have the staff at Hatman Jack's help you find hats for yourself and everyone on your gift list. With over 50 brands to choose from, you're sure to find that cozy hat that will fit every lifestyle at the Clock Tower in Delano or at hatmanjacks.com. 7:48, Stephen 10 in the morning. More U.S. adults who do not already have children are saying they are unlikely to ever have them. A new Pew Research survey finds women between the ages of 18 and 49 and men between 18 and 59 who are not already parents were asked the question, thinking about the future, how likely is it that you will have children someday? 26% said it is very likely, a drop from 32% in 2018. Americans who answered not too likely in 2021 grew to 21%, up from 16% in 2018. Some of the reasons given for not having kids, they just don't want them. Medical issues, economic or financial reasons, and lack of a partner. Target says having its stores closed on Thanksgiving will be the new normal, permanently ending a tradition that had embraced for years. The move, announced Monday, today, comes as the Minneapolis-based discounter and other retailers, include Walmart and Macy's, will be closed for the second Thanksgiving in a row. Target is the first major retailer to announce that it's putting end to Thanksgiving Day store shopping, and the move could encourage other peers to follow. How about that?
Good.
Good time.
I always thought it was kind of stupid. I know, it's for greed, and it's for profit and all that, but I always thought it'd be nice if businesses would close on Thanksgiving for their employees.
You bet.
People can now, they can go online. If they want to shop, they can go to Macy's.com on Thanksgiving and get some.
Wall Street closed out a week of choppy trading with stocks mostly lower Friday, though gains for several tech companies pushed the NASDAQ composite to another record high and its first close over 16,000 points, closing up 54. S&P 500 index gave up 7 points a day after setting an all-time high, and the Dow Industrial Average fell 259 points. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Now some business news from the Wichita Business Journal this morning. And the Wichita Business Journal doesn't select from its own staff for award programs. However, this is the first time it's been done in the paper's 35-year history. Bill Roy is one of this year's Executives of the Year. Editor Roy has been with the Journal 18 years now and has been, of course, part of the Steve and Ted Show for most of that time. Did we say about 15 or 16
Long,
years?
Yeah. Ago?
So Bill is one of their Executives of the Year at the Business Journal.
Spirit AeroSystems is seeking to pull up to $28 million in industrial revenue bonds to pay for improvements made to its local facilities this year. The bonds would come from 2016, a five-year letter of intent that was approved by the Wichita City Council for up to $280 million in IRBs. According to city documents, the $28 million is what Spirit spent on real property improvements this year. Aerospace supplier has been approved for 100% abatement of ad valorem property taxes on the expansion project.
Chicken Max is positioned to become the next Wichita-born restaurant franchise. The fast casual concept announced in a news release that it has inked its first franchise agreement for the development of 3 restaurants in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, over the next 5 years. Chicken Max, known for its almond wood-smoked chicken and crafted sandwiches, launched in Wichita in 2017, now has 3 locations in the market. Chicken Max. And that's a look at business news this morning, courtesy of our friends at the Wichita Business Journal. All right, Ted, it's 7:51 now here on this.
Have you been to Chicken Max?
I have. We know the gentleman who runs the one out northwest.
And, oh, sweet.
And we were in there just several months ago. But, yeah, I've been to Chicken Max, so there you go. It's 7:52 now, Steve and Ted. Good news on the sports front this morning. I had a couple of good stories this morning, Ted. Our Shocker basketball players winning out in Las Vegas.
How about that?
And the Chiefs. Woo! Chiefs defense.
Big win yesterday.
Defense comes around, and man, beating Dallas.
Chiefs are playing well in the last month.
You know, it's interesting that yesterday, for some reason, Shelly and I were talking about Tiger Woods and the injury that he suffered in the rollover in the accident and how bad it was. And both of us, we just looked at each other. I wonder if he's back yet, if he's doing anything. And then I come in this morning, and I'm looking around, finding out the Tigers, he was back on the golf course over the weekend.
Hitting balls.
Just hitting balls, I guess, just relaxing. But, yeah, he's up on that leg, moving
but he's,
around.
Yeah.
And, man, he was hurt bad. Let's put it that way.
Oh, no doubt.
But he'll rehabilitate.
He's kind of a freak of nature in some ways. So if anybody can come back from something like that, it'd be him.
Professional athletes, they're the ones who usually have the self-discipline, motivation to do what it takes to come back. And it looks like you think he'll ever play again?
He might. We'll see if he can keep on that trajectory.
Keep going. Today is National Cranberry Relish Day. Another seasonal holiday staple graces the table each year. And National Cranberry Relish Day, make sure you're prepared. Make sure you're stocked and ready. Believed to have originated in the New England states during the early 1900s, cranberry relish is a traditional part of many families' Thanksgiving dinner. And I have to say that if I never eat any more cranberry jelly or relish.
What is cranberry relish? I'm not sure I know what that is.
I think it's the same thing as
cranberry sauce.
Yeah, it's cranberry sauce.
It's the same thing?
The munch-up cranberries,
yeah. Probably. And of course, you've probably never had it homemade, have you?
No, I have.
Oh, I haven't.
Yeah, canned is you're right. It's disgusting.
Shaped like a can.
Yeah, it's shaped like a can.
And it comes out just basically like jelly.
I don't understand why people buy canned. It's so easy to make. I mean, there are three ingredients in it. You can get fancy, but you don't need much more than cranberry sugar and an orange.
Oh, That just sounds wonderful.
It's healthy.
I'm sure.
I guess
it is.
Except for the amount of sugar you have to pour in to make the cranberries tolerable. Yeah,
there's no way it's healthy.
Okay, cranberry relish.
No, I'm going to go with it's healthy. It's fruit.
It's fruit. Yeah,
yeah.
Got to be healthy if it's fruit, right?
See,
there you go. 750.
Just like the pumpkin pie is healthy. That's basically, fruit and vegetables, and whipped cream is dairy.
Especially if you load up enough dairy on
there. See, you're good.
I load
up. Very healthy.
When it comes to pumpkin pie, I put enough dairy on there for a year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
I really load it up. All right, 7:55, Steve and Ted. Stay with us coming up at the 8 o'clock hour this morning on KNSS on this Monday morning. We have the latest on that deadly Christmas parade in Wisconsin. Ted has sports on the way, right, Ted?
Yeah, late night with the Shocker men's basketball team. We'll check in and see how the Shockers did out in Vegas. We'll have highlights coming up in sports.
Plus entertainment news. We call it the blur.
Yeah, coming off your weekend before Thanksgiving, we'll get you all your entertainment news here on a Monday morning at 8:35.
And we have your Monday morning traffic and weather as well in the 8 o'clock hour with Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.